സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം.
We completed the 13th chapter in the last class. Now we are going to enter the 14th chapter titled Swapna Smriti Prakaranam. This chapter is based on the previous chapter 7, 8 and 9 verses. We saw one idea presented by Shankaracharya, very important idea for Vedantic seekers. That background we have to recollect once again and enter the chapter. Shankaracharya has established in the previous chapter, that is, samsara problem is because of lack of distinction or lack of knowledge about the distinction between ahankara and sakshi chaitanya. A lack of distinct knowledge. What is ahankara, lower I? What is aham, the sakshi chaitanya, higher I? And what is the role of ahankara and what is the role of aham? How, what is their nature and how they are functioning? When they are functioning, how they are functioning? All these must be very clear if you want to be free from samsara. Samsara means limitation, finitude, insecurity, unhappiness, sorrow, voidness. This type of samsara, likes, dislikes, raga, dvesha, fear, these are all put together samsara. This is the problem for human being. If you want to come out of this problem, you have to sort out them. Physically you cannot separate them, but intellectually you should know how to handle that ahankara. As long as you have body, you have to use that ahankara. But you should know that gadget, ahankara, how to operate, how to handle for peaceful, happy, smooth life. Lack of that knowledge alone is the cause for samsara. Having said that, Acharya, through Shastra Pramanam, Brihadaranyakopanishad, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, and he took the help of Shastra, and he said, you have to do this job of understanding the distinction, then you can come out of samsara. He has established. What he has established there? That ahankara is the secondary illuminator. It is sustained by the primary illuminator, the Atma Chaitanyam. This ahankara or the mind is playing two roles, as subject and object. This ahankara mind playing the subject-object role. This subject-object role ahankara, when it is subject only you are knowing, but it is object that you are not knowing. It is playing the objective role also that you are not knowing. You know it is as subject only, which is knowing the external world. Ahankara, the mind, playing a subject role in Jagradavastha, when it is experiencing the external world. This alone we know. My mind, I am the subject experiencing the external world. More than that we do not know anything. This alone we know. Shastra says the subject The mind, ahankara, is not the subject all the time. It is going to the object status also. Subject status less object status mind is getting. That you have to study. That antahkaranam. In antahkaranam, what is happening? It is having subject status only? It is having object status also, you have to study. Therefore, your samsara problem is because of not knowing. Therefore, there is no samsara problem because you are superimposing the ahankara dharmas on atma and saying, I have problem. You are superimposing the ahankara dharmas upon the atma and saying, I have problem. You are committing a mistake there. For that, Purvapakshi raised a question. This samsara problem directly I am experiencing, pratyaksham. All problems, old age problem, disease problem, financial problem, so many other difficulties I am facing every day. Problem in the sense, everything is some inconvenience it is causing. That problem, this problem directly I am experiencing. And antakaranam, I do not know, it is apratyaksham. Samsara is pratyaksham for me. Palluvali, talavali, kannuvali, muttivali, muduguvali. All pains are pratyaksham for me. Knee pain, back pain, eye pain, ear pain, so many pains are pratyaksham. Samsara is pratyaksham. But antakaranam is not pratyaksham. How this is going to help me? My samsara problem is very directly experiencing, I am experiencing. And you are talking about the antakaranam, you are not knowing about antakaranam, ahankara, therefore you have problem, you are telling. What is the connection here? Samsara is directly I am experiencing. Why you are talking about that ahankara, antakaranam? Purupakshi's question. For that Acharya is going to say, your ahankara also is directly perceivable. It is also pratyaksham only. It is also aparoksham only. Pratyaksham means what? Aparoksham. Aparokshataya. Directly I am experiencing the world problems you are telling. Acharya is going to say, you are directly experiencing the mind ahankara also. How can you understand this? Therefore, I will take you to the Swapna and Smriti. As long as you talk about Jagratha, you won't listen to me. My teaching cannot be received by you. Therefore, let us all go to sleep now. Swapna. Swapna, how can come? It comes in, by when you go to sleep only it comes. As long as you are in Jagratha, your mind is playing subject role. As long as it is playing subject role, mind cannot grasp this fact or idea. It cannot grasp this idea. Therefore, I will teach you the Swapnavastha. Jagradavastha, as long as we discuss about Jagradavastha, you cannot understand. Through Swapnavastha, I will teach you how this antakaranam is also directly experienced. It is also pratyaksham. For that, we have to see some background for this. When we interact with the world in Jagradavastha, mind using the sense organs to experience any object, shabda jnanam, Rupa Jnanam, Sparsha Jnanam, or any Ghata Jnanam, Pata Jnanam, Fan Jnanam. So that Akara Vritti takes place in the mind. Tattad Akara Vritti. When you look at this Ghata part, Ghata Akara Vritti takes place in your mind. Through your eyes it goes into your mind. Ghata Akara Vritti in the mind. So, in this Jagradavastha, mind is using the sense organs in Jagradavastha, getting the Ghatajnanam. So ghatagnanam comes because of the function of the sense organs. Mind, intellect, sense organs, and body is active, gross body is active, sense organs are active, mind is active, and intellect is active. When they are all active state, it is called jagratavastha. You are getting knowledge. Now, here the mind, when it is knowing, it is playing the subject role. It is called subject. I know the pot, I know the fan, I know this, that and all you are telling. The knowledge born out of the sense organs help. You are using the sense organs, directly that object is available. In Jagratavastha, when you see an object, it is directly available. Now, in Swapna, what will happen? In Swapna, the mind is not using any sense organs. In Swapna, mind is not using any sense organs. Swapna prapancha, swapna padarthaha. All are projected without any padartha, without any sense organs intervention, without your mind intervention also. Neither mind nor intellect, sense organs, even outside world, prapancha, padarthas, none of them are there. None of them are there, but you are seeing all of them. You are seeing all of them. How you are able to see that? How you are able to see now? Because jagratavasthayam yad drishtam yad shrutam tad janita vasanaya nidra samaye yad prapancham pratiyate sa swapna vastha. Vasanas, they are all in vasana form, and those vasanas come to surface when you are sleeping. Those vasanas come to surface, they are projected. You see the elephant, you see the river, you see the ocean, you see the mountain. Without mountain, you see the mountain. Without ocean, you see the ocean. Without man, you see the man. Without any object, you see all of them in Swapna. There, mind is not active. Mind is not playing subject role. Mind is not playing subject role. Mind is not operating sense organs. Mind is not seeing the world. This Swapna prapancha is different. Swapna objects are not seen by this fleshy eyes. But that object you are seeing because of projection. Then who is the mind's projection witnessing? Who is seeing that mind's projection? Mind is not playing any subject role, but the whole dream is happening. Whatever you have seen in your jagratavastha, you are seeing here. Who is seeing? That we saw in the previous chapters also. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject. Who is seeing the mind and its vasanas projection? Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the vasanas which are projected by the mind. When in dream, which avastha? Swapna avastha. So Sakshi Chaitanyam is the witnesser of that antakkaranam. Passive antakkaranam or active antakkaranam? Passive. Only vasanas are projected. No sense organ is functioning. Ears are not functioning. Eyes are not functioning. Intellect is not functioning. In waking itself, it is not very functioning. What to talk of dream? Mind is also not active to play a subject role. Mind, if your mind is playing a subject role, it is not a sleep. It is called waking state. So, mind, intellect, sense organs, all of them are in sleep condition. But the dream is witnessed by, That means what? Mind is objectified by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. In Vedantic language you put Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the dream prapancha, swapna prapancha and swapna padarthaha. Where are they? In the mind only. That means Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the mind which is projecting the dream. What is the corollary? By this you get mind is not a subject, mind is the object. Subjectless status of the mind, object status mind has got. No, mind has got an objective status. It is object to whom? So Sakshi Chaitanyam. So Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject. In the previous chapter also we saw mind is playing subject role also, object role also. Object role playing is not there. It is the object also, subject also. In Jagrat Avastha it is subject. In Swapna Avastha it is the object. Mind or Ahankara is the subject in Jagrat Avastha. In Swapna it is the object. Two Veshams, mind ki rendu Vesham. In the subject Vesham la irukkumbodhu you cannot know Atma Deha Vilakshanaha, you cannot know. Two topics Acharya is going to introduce here. Dehatma, Mana Atma. Dehatma and Mana Atma. Previous chapter fully based on Shruti. Now in this chapter he wants to use the Yukti. Anumanam. Yukti means Anumanam, inference. Through Yukti, through reason, he wants to establish that Atma Sariratraya Vilakshanaha. As long as you are playing the subject role in Jagrat Avastha, you cannot easily distance the three Sarirams from you, the Atma. Aham Atma Dehatraya Vilakshanaha Sariratraya Vilakshanaha. You cannot establish easily. Therefore, let us study about Swapna to understand Aham Shariratraya Vilakshanaha. That is what Acharya want to establish in this chapter. First 10 verses. First verse and third verse onwards up to 10th verse he is going to present Mana Atma Viveka. Mana Atma Viveka. In the second verse, he briefly presents Deha Atma Viveka. Deha Atma Viveka. In previous chapters, we have got that clarity, Sakshi, the primary illuminator. Ahankara is the secondary illuminator. You have to pick up the thread from that chapters. The same idea you have to remember. Primary illuminator, secondary illuminator. Sakshi Chaitanyam is primary illuminator, ever the subject. Ahankara is the secondary illuminator, Atma is never the drishyam. World is never the drik. You remember all these points? Mind is drik also, drishyam also. Ippada konjam konjam puriya, we remember, recollect. Adhe subject da. Further deep analysis this is. How to say I am Shariratraya Vilakshanaha Atma? For that Acharya used that Swapna, more and more Swapna and Smriti. These two you can grasp, that you can establish through Yukti Dwara. This is called reasoning, inference. You can establish I am Deha Vilakshanaha. Easily you can establish, Acharya says. So Dehatma Viveka, second shloka. First shloka is Mana Atma Viveka. I am Deha Vilakshanaha. I am Mana Vilakshanaha. Now let us study the Swapna. Same thing applied to Jagadavastha, gross body also. Same way. As Swapna, so the Jagrat. As the Swapna, so the Jagrat. Just as you say, Swapna Shariram, Swapna Prapancha is not real. We are all telling what is our anubhava. Swapna is satyam or anritam? Anritam. Same knowledge he want to bring to Jagrat also. Jagrat Prapancha, Jagrat Anubhava, Jagrat Padarthas are also same like Swapna. Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam is the support. The Anumanam you have to, through Swapna Dwara you have to come. Deha Atma Viveka, Mana Atma Viveka. When you go to dream, mind is playing only object role. Mind has got two roles, subject role, object role. World has got only object role. Sakshi is ever the subject. World is ever the object. Mind is subject object. இது கண்டுபிடிக்கிறது பெரிய விஷயம். We have invented such a great thing now. அகம் ஆத்மா எவர் தி திரஷ்டா நெவர் தி திருஷ்யம். இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ஐ எம் டெல்லிங், அகம் சர்வதா திரஷ்டா, நித்திய திரஷ்டா. வேர் ஆஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் அனித்ய திரஷ்டா, அனித்ய திரஷ்டா. Why this much sadatmyam for us on this body? I am this body. Why I am not able to say I am not the body? I am chanting Nirvana Shatkam. Mano buddhi hankara chittani naham. And I like to tune. I love that sloka. I chant so many times. But actually I am not able to claim that I am Sariratraya Vilakshanaha. Acharya want to say simple. Apply this method, yukti. What yukti? Now, what he want to establish now? This is I am experiencing Jagrat world. Antakkaranam is inside. That is not experienced by me. Therefore, this vichakshana, viveka, how it is going to help me? And Acharya says, this is also direct experience only. Just as you are experiencing the world, really world you are experiencing through the mind you are telling. How mind is experiencing, tell me? Borrowing sentience from the consciousness only, mind is experiencing the world. It is a basic lesson we know. Borrowing sentience from the mind, Chidabhasa Dwara, mind is playing the subject role. Mind doesn't have straight, independent, illuminating capacity, knowing capacity. Therefore, mind is also drishyam. In Jagradavastha, you understand it is object only, you are not understanding, therefore I will take you to dream. Eppadiyana. Ippu dream ku ponu namu. Dream ku porathukku munnadi, in the first two slokas we will read how we will see smriti also. One more. Smriti means remembrance. Just as you experience the waking world, you experience the dream world. Same objects you experience and you mix up also. There you do adiyal. Okay, in dream, you see what are all objects you have seen in the waking state. And smriti also, remembrance also. When you remember, very interesting. When you remember, without operating your sense organs and without operating your ears, you remember the dialogues, you remember the people, you remember those objects, you are remembering. Mind is not active, mind is not using sense organ. You are seeing your daughter who is in California. You are seeing your daughter in your mind. You are remembering your daughter. Suppose you are remembering your daughter some other place. When you are remembering, that remembering person is there exactly? Not there. Your eyes are seeing directly, not seeing. Means your mind is not directly perceiving, your mind is not operating or using the sense organs. Can you call that mind is subject, playing role, subject role? No. That smriti is also witnessed by Sakshi Chaitanya. That smriti also, remembrance also, அதுக்குதான் சொல்லுவான் அந்த பிளாக் அவுட் சொல்லுவான், அவன் அவன் உலகத்துல இருக்க சொல்றோமோ இல்லையா. சம்டைம்ஸ் தட் பர்சன் இஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட், இஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட் என்ன அர்த்தம், ஏதோ யோசிச்சு நிற்கான்னு அர்த்தம், என்னோ யோசிச்சு நிற்கான், அவன் உலகத்துல அவன் இருக்காப்பா அப்படின்னு சொல்றோமோ இல்லையா. When he is remembering, he do not know who is walking, who is going here, nearby, thinking, remembering past experiences and the people, objects, incidents, all he is remembering. And the remembrance time, you are not using anything, either present world or present objects or sense organs, but you have your own smriti prapancha is there or not? And the smriti prapancha, swapna prapancha, to arise, they must have, they have been experienced by you in the past. They must have been experienced by you. Otherwise you cannot remember, you cannot dream also. They cannot come into dream, they cannot be remembered also, unless you have experienced them in the past. In the past, when you are experiencing directly in the pratyaksha, mind was playing subject role. But in swapna and smriti, mind is not playing subject role. Mind is playing object role. Mind is playing object role means there must be someone subject to be become an object. Mind, to whom it is an object, there must be someone. That someone is who? Sakshi Chaitanya. In smriti and swapna, Sakshi Chaitanyam is subject and mind is an object. Mind is not a subject. Mind is illumined. Mind, vasanas, projections in dream, they are illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. In smriti, the remembrance, thoughts are also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Smriti, memory. The memory, remembrance, all previous 10 years back, 30 years back, 40 years back, what all happened? I remember my good old school days. School is not there. School days are not there. You are now old, 80 year old person remembering the 8-year-old young age. How you are remembering? Is that mind is subject? Is that mind is seeing, operating any ears or nose or any sense organ? No. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the witnesser or illuminator of that memory thoughts. Memory thoughts in the sense remembering the smriti, that is called smriti, swapna. Through smriti and swapna, Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator. Even in Jagrat also, Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator. Even the mind is subject, it is not independently subject. It is dependently playing the subject role. It is dependently playing the subject role. During sleep, during dream and smriti, Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator. The illuminator is always different from the illumined. The illuminator is always different from the illumined. Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines the swapna prapancha, swapna padarthas, swapna avastha happening in which shariram? Sukshma shariram. Swapna avastha happening in sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram is witnessed or illumined by സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം. സോ സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ആത്മാ ഇസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദ സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം ആർ നാട്ട് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദ സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ഇല്യൂമിനേറ്റർ. സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം മൈൻഡ് പ്രൊജക്ഷൻ ഈസ് ഇല്യൂമിൻഡ് ബൈ ദ സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം. ദർഫോർ മൈൻഡ് ഈസ് ദ ഇല്യൂമിൻഡ് എൻറ്റിറ്റി ഓബ്ജെക്ട്. വാട്ട് എവർ ഈസ് ഇല്യൂമിൻഡ് ഈസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്. ഹു ഈസ് ഇല്യൂമിനിങ് ഈസ് സബ്ജെക്ട്. Therefore, aham sukshma sarira vilakshanaha va na. Now, I am the illuminator. Mind is not active. I am only illumining the dream. Therefore, I am sukshma sarira vilakshanaha. Smriti also, when you are in waking state, only remembrance comes. Remembrance comes in dream or sleep, waking state. Sometimes in class itself, when subject is so tough, you remember so many other things. Chuma, joke I told you. Suppose, you remember. In Jagrat also, you remember. Very interesting, you see. You are sitting in one place, and you're remembering your past, incidents, people, objects. Your mind is just antakkaranam, chitta, അഹങ്കാരം, ബുദ്ധി ചിത്ത അഹങ്കാരം, അതിലൊരു സ്മൃതി ഈസ് ദർ. അന്ന് സ്മൃതി മെമ്മറി, അന്ന് മെമ്മറി ഈസ് ഇല്യൂമിൻഡ് ബൈ. നീ എന്നാ പണിണ്ടിരിക്കാന്ന്? നാ ഒന്നും പണില്ല. പീപ്പിൾ സേ ബിക്കോസ് ദിസ് ഇസ് കോൾഡ് ഡേ ഡ്രീമിംഗ്. യു ആർ നോട്ട് ഡൂയിങ് എനിത്തിങ് either with your intellect or mind or sense organs, but you are remembering. And the remembrance, now mind is not playing subject role. Sakshi is the illuminator. This remembrance happening in waking state, and the waking state, the gross body and subtle body both are there. I am witnessing the memory, the smriti. What is remembrance happening? I am the illuminator, Sakshi Chaitanyam. That means, I the illuminator am different from the smriti, remembrance, which is happening in the mind, and which mind is in gross body. Gross body ki sambandham illamal, and the subtle body ki sambandham illamal, naan mandi and the illuminate pannindirikke. Am I different from that or not? Therefore, I am ever the drashta. Even in waking state also, really speaking, I am the illuminator, original illuminator. Like moon illumining Purnami yesterday, the brightness belongs to the moon or sun, Surya, not your sun. Okay, Surya, the sunlight alone is falling on the moon planet, and moon gets light and illumines the earth night time, Purnami time. Similarly, Atma Chaitanyam is like Surya. Mind is like moon. The whole world, we are illumined by the mind, really not directly. Like moon cannot illumine the earth directly, through the sun, or sun illumining the earth on Purnami day through the moon. Sun alone is illumining the earth in the night on Purnami day through the moon. Apply the same thing to Jagrat Avastha. Purnami yesterday, I said Purnami. Now Jagrat Avastha you have to take. On Purnami night, earth was illumined by the moon or by the sun through the moon. Appadi sollikalam. Similarly, the Jagrat Prapancha is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam through the mind. Surya, Chandra, Earth. സൂര്യൻ പ്ലേസ് സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം, ചന്ദ്രൻ പ്ലേസ് മനസ്സ്,
மனசோ தேவதா சந்திரமா. கரெக்டா வருது தத்துவபோத. மனசோ தேவதா சந்திரமா, அந்த சந்திரன் மாதிரி மனசு, சந்திரன் மாதிரி மனசு. இல்லூமினிங் த வேர்ல்ட் மீன்ஸ் நோயிங் திங்ஸ். எனக்கு இது பார்த்தா அது பார்த்தா ஐநோ ஐநோ ஐநோ. மைண்ட் இஸ் நோயிங் ஆர் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் நோயிங். சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் த்ரூ த மைண்ட் அண்ட் இட் இஸ் நோயிங் த பாடி ஆல்சோ. ஸோ த நோவர் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த நோன். The knower of clip is different from the clip. The knower of the mic is different from the mic. The knower of light is different from the light. The seer of the fan is different from the fan. The seen seer is different from the seen. Knower is different from the known. Illuminator is different from the illumined. Observer is different from the observed. Knower is different from the known. Experiencer is different from the experienced. The Sakshi Chaitanyam is an ever illuminator. This Ahankara is a false illuminator. Anitya Drashta. Therefore, I am Sarira Traya Vilakshanaha. Based on this, Acharya is going to explain more elaborately through examples. We will read the first shloka, first two shlokas. Svapna smrutyor ghata derhi rupa bhasa pradrishyate puranunam tadakaram ஜாக்ரத்ருஷ்யாத்ததாதேஹாத் த்ருஷ்டுத்வாதன்ய ஏவ ஸஹ. Now we will see the second verse first, because first verse also talk about mana atma viveka only. 9 verses talks about mana atma viveka. Second verse alone talking about Dehatma Viveka. First Dehatma Viveka, we'll see one example Acharya gives here, that is Bhikshatanam. Because he is a sannyasi, so he takes that example, Bhikshatanam example. Yatha, just as Bhiksham Atan, when a sannyasi going round for Bhiksha. Bhiksham Atan. Atan means going round for Bhiksha's sake. Where? Swapne. In dream. In dream you also can go for Bhiksha. Swapne. Saha Dehaha Swayam Drashta Na Bhavati. Bhavati to be supplied. When a person is dreaming that he is going for bhiksha, going around in the dream for bhiksha sake, bhiksham atan swapne saha swayam. Saha swayam, that same person swayam drashtana bhavati. The one who is seeing, he is not the drashta, because mind is not active in swapna. The waker who went to dream and he saw the dreamer going for bhiksha, saha, the person who is dreaming, he is not the drashta by himself in that dream. He is not seeing the person directly who is going for bhiksha directly. Saha swayam
drashtana bhavati. That person who is sleeping, waker, is not the drashta. Means what? His mind is not seeing that dream, really seeing. Mind is not the subject. Saha swayam drashtana bhavati. Simple. He is dreaming. I am dreaming what? Going for bhiksha. And going for bhiksha, who is knowing? The person who is sleeping, he is knowing? Because his mind is not active. His mind is not active. Because mind to be active to see the person who is going for bhiksha, it has to work, use the eyes. Mind to play the subject role to see the person who is walking for bhiksha, mind has to operate the eyes to see that person who is asking for bhiksha. Your mind is not operating the eyes because the person is sleeping. Eyes are not active. Legs are not active to walk. So mind does not have a subject role. Puriyar though? You know, in the aalu vandu thoonginirukka, kaalu vela pannala. He is not walking. He is not seeing. Kannu closed. Eyes are closed. To ask bhavati bhiksha and he walk is closed. Walk and the speech is also closed, speaking power. And to ask Vikshandehi, hands are also lying down on the cot. So all sense organs, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, are passive, not working. So mind cannot operate any sense organ. Therefore mind, because mind is sleeping, resting, only sense organs are also resting. So mind is also not illumining the bhikshatanam. Saha swayam na drashta. Then who is the drashta? Second line. Just as that one person cannot see the directly who is doing bhikshatanam in dream, similarly, jagrat drishya dehat anyaha eva. Jagrat drishya. Just as the person who is asking for bhiksha is different from the one who is seeing the bhikshatanam. Bhikshatanam person poyindirka. Yeah, who is illumining? Sakshi Chaitanya. So that bhikshatanam who is doing, where it is happening? In the mind. Mind projecting. Mind is projecting, mind is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. It is Drishyam. Is it Drishyam or not? Mind projection in the dream is Drishyam for Sakshi Chaitanyam. Sakshi Chaitanyam is Drashta in dream. Similarly, Tatha in Jagrat also, in waking state also. One more point also we have to know. In dream, I am illumining that bhikshatana person. I am the illuminator of the bhikshatanam person projected by the mind. That means I am projecting the mind, which is projecting the dream. I am illumining. That means I am different from the subtle body. I am the subject, subtle body. The dream is happening. I am the witnesser of that dream which is happening in the subtle body. Tatha, similarly, jagratavasthayam api, jagrat drishya. Now you are in jagratavastha? Now I am showing the clip in front of you, or I am showing the pot in front of you. This pot is what? Drishya. Jagrat drishya. Next point. Now, jagrat drishya, dehat jagrat drishya dehat, from the different from the body, dehat eva, dehat anyaha, different from the body, dehat anyaha eva saha drashtutvat, dehat anyaha eva saha drashtutvat. So who is the knower of this part now? Who is the knower of this part now? Dehat anyaha drashta. Now you are telling, I am seeing through this eyes. You are all telling what? Eyes are seeing. Behind the eyes, mind is there. Mind is the primary illuminator or secondary illuminator? Secondary illuminator. And the secondary illuminator illumined by primary illuminator. So, really speaking, primary illuminator alone illumining the part through the secondary illuminator. And then சொல்ற கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டமா இருக்கு. கொஞ்சமா என்ன சுவாமி, ரொம்ப கஷ்டமா இருக்கு. See, if it is easy, we need not study. If it is difficult, that is why we are studying. If it is easy, we need not study. Unless this type of study is not there, we never analyze smriti and swapna. We know how to dream. Every day dream, dream. எனக்கு அந்த கனவு வந்தது, இந்த கனவு வந்து, yesterday I dreamt like that, I dreamt like this. Go on talking. How dream is happening? Who is the witnesser of the dream? We are never trying to understand. That is why we are trying to understand now. So, Jagrat, second line, Jagrat Drishya. Jagrat Drishya means, Swapnam is Drishyam or not? Swapnam is Drishyam. To whom? Sakshi Chaitanyam. For Sakshi Chaitanyam, Swapnam is Drishyam. What about Jagrat? Jagrat also, Drishyam only. How can it be Satyam? Yatu Drishyam Tatu Mithya. Drishyatvat Ghatavat. Whatever you see, it is Drishyam, object. Whatever you see, Yatu Yatu Drishyam Tatu Tatu Mithya. கொஞ்சம் லைட்டா போறேன். இப்ப சப்ஜெக்ட் ரெண்டு நிமிஷம். என்ன? எத்து எத்து திருஷ்யம் தத்து தத்து மித்யா. திருஷ்யத்வாத் திருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் சப்ஜெக்ட். சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் அண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஜெக்ட். திருஷ்யம் திருஷ்யம் இஸ் நாட் ரியல் பிகாஸ் யூ சா த ட்ரீம். இட் இஸ் நாட் ரியல். You saw the dream. Is it real? Why it is not real? You don't know that. Tell me why dream is not real. It is not real because it is not available. Yesterday I saw 1,000 rupees in my dream. Morning they are not there. That money is not there. Therefore it is a dream. You are telling. Swapna vastu is not available. Therefore it is a dream you are telling. But that is not the right answer. According to Gaudapada, even the Jagrat Prapancha is available for you, it cannot entertain the status of reality, Swapna Vatana. It is also another Swapna, Jagrat also. Because Drishyatvat. Yatu yatu Drishyam, tatu tatu Mithya. Drishyatvat. Druk eva Satyam. Drigeva Satyam. Sakshi Chaitanyam Satyam. Drishyam Mithya. Swapnam Mithya. Jagrat also Drishyam or not? It is also Drishyam only. Apply the same law. Jagrat Prapancha Api Drishyam. Yatu yatu Drishyam Tatu Tatu Mithya Drishyatvatu Swapna Drishyavat. Whatever is experienced, are you experiencing the world or not? That is why it is Mithya. You only said, no, yatu yatu Drishyam Tatu Tatu Mithya. Whatever I experience is less real than me. Are you important or what you are experiencing is important? You are important, not what you are experiencing. What you are experiencing, everything is for experiencer's sake. What you are experiencing is everything for experiencer's sake. Experiencer is important or experienced important? You are experiencing the nice ice cream. Ice cream is important or heater of that ice cream is important? Tell me. Gulab jam we are enjoying. Gulab jam is important or gulab jam heater is important? The one who is enjoying the gulab jam is important. Subject is important. Not the object gulab jam. The entire whole world is favorable situations are like gulab jam.
அன்பேவரபிள் சிச்சுவேஷன் சார் ஆல் லைக் என்ன அந்த சம் பிட்டர் பாவக்காய் மாதிரி. ஓகே, இதர் ஸ்வீட் ஆர் பிட்டர் ஆல் ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு திருஷ்யம். தட் இஸ் வை யூர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு வேர்ல்ட். ஜாக்ரத் பிரபஞ்ச அப்படி மித்யா ஏவ ஸ்வப்ன பிரபஞ்சவத் திருஷ்யத்வாத் அஹம் திரஷ்டா ஏவ சத்யா. தட் இஸ் கால்டு ஸ்வப்ன ஸ்மிருதி பிரகரணம். ஆச்சாரியர் இஸ் கோயிங் எலாபரேட், வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.